Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the NFL, a little stat bomb was floated out on Sunday after an interception was overturned from Patrick Mahomes. And it was like since 2018, Patrick Mahomes has had more interceptions overturned than any other player in the NFL. Bum. Bum, bum. So what they're saying is that, led the tinfoil hatters on Twitter to say, see, the NFL is just protecting Mahomes and the Chiefs. And look, I became very accustomed to seeing this with Tom Brady over the years, where people just like, there's no way these guys are that good. They're either cheating, league is trying to protect them and prop them up. Well, Bill Barnwell of ESPN, he was like, fine, I'm gonna take a deep dive into this.
This is the kind of like it's there's a level of like petty insight here. I've done this with when I've seen somebody say something about a player in the NBA and I go, yeah, well, I have access to everything, so let me take a look at this.
Well, Barnwell did.
And he did.
And Barnwell knows his foosball.
Yes, he does. And he immediately started using the proper analytics of everything to put everything into context.
Yeah. So let's start at the baseline.
Mm-hmm.
Since 2018, no player in the NFL has attempted more passes than Patrick Mahomes.
Which matters because if you're talking about more potential interceptions that are being overturned for by the refs, mm-hmm, there's also more opportunity. So you have to understand scale.
Well, the only person within 100 attempts is Jared Goff, who was, oddly enough, 100 attempts less than Mahomes on the dot.
300.
No, it was 100. Jared Goff has attempted 3,508. Mahomes has attempted 3,608.
Oh, he's the only one within 300.
Yes.
Yes.
Jared Goff is the only player within 300 of Patrick Mahomes. So far and away, he has attempted more passes.
Were you surprised to see Goff's name that high?
No.
No? Okay.
Mm-mm. I mean, he threw the ball 44 times this past weekend, right?
I don't think they played from behind a lot. I just don't think that association is often made with Jared Goff and airing the ball out.
Slings it, man.
Yeah.
Actually, I always associate slinging the ball with Jared Goff.
Really?
Because he played in the air raid in college.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Like, when that happens, I'm like, you always throw.
Okay.
Jared Goff always throw ball.
I just don't, because that Rams team, when they made it to the Super Bowl, it was the muted Jared Goff.
Yeah, Todd Gurley.
Yeah, that's what I always have in my head.
Yeah. So Mahomes has thrown more attempts than anybody in the league, and it's not particularly close, okay? He also leads a lot of categories outside of attempts and does not lead in interceptions, oddly enough. But the play against the Bengals that is being kind of thrown out there as Mahomes gets bailed out by the officials for bad refereeing, that statistic doesn't take into account the free play, right? Mm-hmm. When a defensive player jumps off sides.
And you take advantage of it.
A quarterback can take a risk, throw the ball up, doesn't matter what happens, because you're either getting 5 yards or a touchdown, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you wipe those out, that is 8 of the 17 interceptions that have, mm-hmm, been overturned. 8 of the 17. You're almost at half of those interceptions, mm-hmm, are on offsides, which that's not an official bailing you out. That penalty is thrown before the play even starts, yeah, and he knows it.
And so, okay, he's taking advantage of an opportunity.
So you take 8 of them off the board on that one. The ones that people could be saying are, all right, costly, are the holding, pass interference, roughing the passer, illegal contact, in all of those, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, one of them is actually a roughing the passer from Matthew Judon back when he was a Baltimore Raven. So, that brings us down to 16, okay? 16 of them are PI, defensive holding, illegal contact downfield. That's a pretty incredible number right there. If you take those eight, that is one in every 452 attempts from Patrick Mahomes since 2018.
Mm-hmm.
That an official has taken an interception and taken it off the board.
No counties.
That is a pretty staggering number. I mean, that's a really, really staggering number. What Barnwell said further was, it's one of the higher rates that he can find, but there's one quarterback who has a higher rate of interceptions overturned since referees in 2018.
And he was in that game.
It's Joe Burrow.
Mm.
His is one in every 327 attempts. Burrow has an interception overturned for a PI, defensive holding, etc. So the team that was griping about it the most actually has the quarterback that gets the most calls. And it's by a wide margin over Mahomes.
I don't like it.
Yeah?
I don't like it.
You just would rather bury your head and say that Patrick Mahomes is getting bailed out by the officials?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's more fun
as an
that
AFC
way.
West rival. Yes. Yes, he would.
It's much more fun that way.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I don't like, and these are the things that it gets really old when one team is just winning over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And you're like staring down the barrel of, you know, whether it was the Steelers in the 70s, the Niners in the 80s, the Cowboys in the 90s, and you're just like, well, here we go again, right? The Patriots in the 2000s, and now you have the Kansas City Chiefs in the 2020s, which they are a juggernaut. And we all just look for the reasons to try and knock them down a peg.
It's more fun that way.
Yeah. I mean, let's knock them down a peg for more so for the Kareem Hunt. And Andy Reid saying today, yeah, we did our research on Kareem Hunt. Yeah. How deep did that go?
He's grown up since 2018. That was the line that they used.
All right.
Which.
Sure.
Okay.
We know why you're doing this. Don't hide it from us.
Because you don't care.
You don't. You really don't care because you have a Super Bowl window that is open right now, and you don't know how long it's going to be for, and so you got to keep it open as long as you can, and you need a running back because Isaiah Pacheco is going to be out 6 to 8 weeks.
And Kareem Hunt run really fast.
Yeah. And he has familiarity with what you do.
Yeah, whether it's Tyreek Hill, whether it's Kareem Hunt, whether it's Bracy Rice, like, it's evident right now. You, as an organization, do not care.
Is that the thing, though, that we go with, like, is it more palatable for people to just get fed the BS, and even though it's so easy to see through, or would we handle it better if there was honesty and transparency? Well, and
there are
Andy Reid just said it.
There are organizations in sports that do not care. The Kansas City Chiefs, Oklahoma City Thunder, those are two organizations that do not care.
But then they feed us a lot of BS with both Josh Giddey
also know that there are franchises, particularly in the NBA, that would not and will not touch anything that has to do with Josh Giddey, anything that has to do with Kevin Porter Jr., anything that has to do with Miles Bridges. Now, they aren't going to come out and say it because there's agents and stuff like that, but they will have nothing. They will go nowhere near them, and they do not care how many wins it gets them.
Yeah.
And I wish they would kind of get out in front of it and say that, as opposed to just, like, letting the unspoken part be out there. But I get why they don't.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I would like there to be a dividing line of, like, no, when we say we will do anything to win, we mean anything.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Yeah, that's what Al Davis did with your Raiders. Like, he didn't care.
And the thing was, they were open and honest about it. Steroids? Fine. Criminals? Fine. Rebar in your forearm pad? Fine. Like, they did not care at all. And when I say rebar in your forearm pad and you think I'm joking, I'm not even remotely kidding.
Fred Biletnikoff catching a ball with his
forearm because he had, like, pine tar and stickum. Yeah. Cliff Ranch had rebar in his forearm pad when he used to freaking clothesline people. Like, it was, that team was insane for 25 years. Criminals, insane asylum, spitting in people's faces, kicking people in the nuts when they're down. Like, it was a nasty, vicious, awful team. And you know what? Everybody embraced it because they knew what it was.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Jordan on the Vancouver Ford text line, the only thing that gets old faster than a team winning all the time is fans bitching that it's rigged. I agree.
Nah.
I wholly agree. Well, like, it sucks.
There is a level of riggedness to the Patriots, to the Chiefs. There is. And then there's the get down, Mr. President calls that Tom Brady got, that Patrick Mahomes gets. It happens. It's fine. But it happens across sports.
Yeah, that's not rigged.
I wouldn't say, no, rigged is Tim Donaghy. Yeah. That's rigged. But favoritism, yes. Favoritism does exist for the top teams across sports. It happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it does. It is.
But to the level that people think it does, and this is why I think Barnwell does a really good job of breaking it down.
No, like, it's fantastic.
Barnwell is saying, sure, he may get a roughing the passer that he shouldn't every now and then, but to the point of it was only once, right, that he got a roughing the passer and it got overturned.
The interception, yeah.
But it's like, it's not to the level that you think it is.
No.
Right.
It's just the thing that amplifies it with the Chiefs is they seemed, again, pull that horseshoe out of their back end at the most important moment in the game.
Yes.
That's what
but
amplifies
that was,
it.
That was not like that's not even the play in question, though.
No.
It, like you're looking at the pass interference late in the game. Dude, that was PI. Yeah. I mean, that was PI.
I can see a world where you don't throw it, but you're going to throw the flag. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to, that flag is going to be thrown. Yeah. I don't,
it wasn't so egregious where you're like, I can't believe they threw the flag. We were watching the Manning cast and Peyton was complaining about a hold in the back of the end zone in the Falcons Eagles game. And it was like, I mean, there's something there, but if you threw a flag on that,
that's also a quarterback who will
once
always
it every
say
time.
That.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
like, nope. Hands on his hip. It's got to be a hold.
Got to call that. Come on. But so it wasn't anything along those lines.
Yeah. And I that Colin made a good point, too, is like today he said, you know, they went down, they did a deep dive after the Deflategate thing when the NFL was checking Brady's balls more stringent than anybody else after Deflategate.
Did he tell him to turn his head and cough?
They probably did. Hmm. But the 16 games after that were Tom Brady's statistically most efficient games of his career.
That's pettiness.
And so, like, but people always say, well, Brady, all he did was cheat. That's not the reason why Tom Brady was great.
Yes, it is.
This is not the reason why Patrick Mahomes is great.
The only reason Tom Brady was good.
These are both very triggering for you. both of these quarterbacks. These aren't the reasons why those guys are great. It's the reason that people glom onto, though.
Yeah,
and I love that Barnwell shot it down before anybody else.
Oh, the thing was, I appreciated it instead of like, you know, it's going to be this or it's going to be that. He did the work first. That's what Bill Barnwell is one of the few kind of, I think, like more traditional journalists in that sense in that space now of like, let's do the legwork.
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell stories, you can tell narratives, but like, you know, this is a thing that we hear discussed all the time. I have the capacity to look this up. Let's spend some time and die. Like, this is actually tangible. Like, as opposed to, hey, X is Y, you know, and whatever it is in sports. This is like the space that I think that is the most interesting. I mean, there's a story that out there right now. It came out this morning about the salary cap in the NFL and how you can find space with insurance. Like, these tangential things that you can just kind of find in the game now that are, I think are more important in the coverage of the game than the other meandering nonsense.
Yeah, absolutely.